This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Government urges public officers to prioritize domestic products and services. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamid Sani denies plan for cabinet reshuffle. And Rosam missile strikes kill at least 12 people in Ukrainian capital Kyiv. Now the news in detail. The government has urged all public officers to give priority to Nepali goods and services in their procurement. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers issued the directive following Prime Minister Balendra Saad's instruction. The directive applies to federal ministries, commissions, secretariats, provincial and local governments, and Nepali diplomatic missions abroad. The government says the initiative aims to promote domestic production, reduce imports, protect local skills and entrepreneurship and create jobs within the country. Government officers have been asked to use Nepali handicraft products in meetings, ceremonies, gifts and decorations whenever possible. Priority should also be given to locally produced stationery, printing materials, furniture, construction materials, machinery, agriculture and livestock products and food and beverages. The heads of government agencies have been instructed to monitor the implementation, while ministries will conduct quarterly inspection to ensure domestic products are being used. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP President Rabi Lamid Sani had said there are no differences among the ministers. He also denied a plan to reshuffle the cabinet. Speaking to the media after a discussion with ministers and lawmakers at the RSP Parliamentary Party office in Simhadarbar yesterday, Leader Lamid Sani said it is natural for questions to be raised about the work of a ministry or minister. He said the RSP has a practice of discussing shortcomings and addressing concerns within the party. RSP President Lamid Sani also said the government is working to ease the supply of cooking gas. He said efforts are underway to monitor gas supply and distribution and resolve problems in coordination with district administration offices and LPG dealers across the country. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has formed a 15-member task force to amend the statute of its parliamentary party. The task force has been formed under the coordination of Chief Whip Govindra Burla Koti. The first meeting of the task force is being held today at the RSP Parliamentary Party office in Simhadarbar. Parliamentary Party Whip Prakash Chandra Pariyar said the task force will discuss amendments to the parliamentary party statute. Prime Minister Balendra Saad had signed performance agreements with ministers and the Chief Secretary for the current fiscal year. The agreements cover major functions and targets related to good governance, social justice and prosperity. The performance agreements were signed at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar yesterday. All members of the Council of Ministers signed the agreements with Prime Minister Saad, while Chief Secretary Govinda Bahadur Karki also signed a performance agreement with the Prime Minister. The agreements outline the key responsibilities, programs and achievements expected from the ministers and the Chief Secretary during the current fiscal year. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has said the government is giving high priority to disaster management and preparedness. Responding to lawmakers' question in the House of Representatives, Home Minister Gurung said the government is working to improve the existing disaster management provisions. He said a task force coordinated by the CEO of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has been formed to amend the provisions and make local governments fully responsible for disaster preparedness and management. Home Minister Gurung also said necessary coordination and facilitation are being carried out to ensure compliance with the local government building construction code. He stressed that disaster management is a shared responsibility of the federal, provincial and local governments and said coordination among all three levels is being strengthened. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 12 people have been killed and 34 others injured in a wave of overnight Russian missile strikes on Kyiv and the surrounding region of Ukraine. The BBC cited Ukrainian authorities as saying apartment buildings and warehouses were hit in what they described as a massive attack. Rescue teams are searching through the rubble of destroyed buildings for survivors. Authorities said at least 2 people have already been rescued from the debris. Meanwhile, Romania said a drone entered its airspace near the border with Ukraine. Romania's defense ministry said the drone entered national airspace about 13 kilometers east of Galati before crashing in an uninhabited area and causing a small fire. No casualties or material damage were reported in Romania. Poland has also begun defensive air operations to protect its airspace amid the Russian strikes. The United States national debt has crossed $40 trillion U.S. dollars for the first time. According to the U.S. Treasury, the debt stood at $40.05 trillion as of the 18th of August, more than double the amount recorded a decade ago. The U.S. national debt was just below $20 trillion in 2016. The increase has been driven by years of heavy government spending on both Donald Trump and Joe Biden administrations, along with rising interest payments. The Congressional Budget Office had predicted that the debt would reach $39.6 trillion by the end of the 2026 fiscal year. The office estimates that the U.S. is approaching its current $41.1 trillion debt ceiling and projects that the debt could rise to around $64 trillion by 2036. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Sudipasim provinces, and at a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai region of Kosi province. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. Strong winds are also likely at some places in the Tarai region of Kosi province and Madhes province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government urges public officers to prioritize domestic products and services. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lal Mithani denies plan for cabinet reshuffle. And Russian missile strikes kill at least 12 people in Ukrainian capital Kyiv. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.